the Red River Farm Network. Well, wind and heat are starting to cause issues for some farmers. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has that story.
Grasshopper pressure is already starting to become an issue for growers in FMC Technical Service Manager Ryan Hunt's area. Impacts from the pests can be devastating.
Once they start coming in, they can wipe out a field, and depending on the crop, you know, like say for instance, flax growers, once that flax starts putting the bolls on, they just come and clip the bolls right off, which is where all your seed is, or, you know, they'll strip a wheat field down of all the leaves, or even soybeans, sunflowers. I mean, they can really wipe out a field when we get them into the levels that we've had the past 2 years, especially out in the western part of North Dakota and South Dakota and out into that Montana area. They can just almost look like a lawnmower came through. The big thing is staying ahead of them before they get so big that they overtake your entire field.
It's important to stay ahead of the problem. Hunt says there are safe products available for management.
There's plenty of insecticide options out there that'll kill what's there. We have a product called Vantacor insecticide. It's a super low use rate. It's really only 0.7 of an ounce per acre. And you're going to get a couple weeks of residual with it on these grasshoppers. And it's very safe. So if your reentry level interval is only 4 hours for workers and people, the real nice thing is it's labeled on pretty much every crop, too. You can go out right now and where these hoppers are just kind of in your field margins and the grassy areas, you can go and border those fields in those areas, take out this early hatch, and not have to worry so much till later on.
Hunt says when spraying Vantacor, there needs to be enough leaf tissue present for the grasshoppers to ingest the insecticide. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
57%